Hi, everybody. It's Andy O'Brien again from Audio Motivation 2.0, where we interview the best and brightest in personal and professional development. And today I'm with Chris Widener. Chris, boy, I have known him for probably about 10 years now. He's authored over 450 articles, 9 books, including a New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestseller. He's produced over 85 CDs and DVDs on leadership, motivation, and success. He's the past host of the national interview show Made for Success and past co-host of True Performance with Zig Ziglar and a writer for Success Magazine. Chris, it's been a while, but I really appreciate you coming on here and sharing your wisdom again.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm glad we reconnected and get me back on the show.
Really what I want to pick your brain about today is all the folks out there who are struggling to kind of make a go of it online, and this has been an age old issue, and we still have that the problem of only about 5% of businesses really succeeding after beyond like the 5-year mark, and most of them not turning a profit for like 2 or 3 years, and it's tough, and people, especially in this economy, are just getting they're getting killed out there. So what do you have to say to kind of maybe show some light at the end of the tunnel and really get them back on the right path? Because it is I think some of the people listening to this would love to know, based on your experience, what they could learn and discover.
Yeah, you know, the first fact is it is tough, period. The older I get, the more I realize that life is tough. Business is tough. Even successful business is tough. And bad business is even tougher. But it's tough. And so I think, you know, I'm stating the obvious, but in a way there's some really profound truth there, and that is most people don't think that it's going to be tough. We don't accept the fact that life is tough and work is tough and business is tough and succeeding in the marketplace is tough. And if we don't accept that and if we don't embrace that, we set ourselves up for expectations that are going to make us want to quit. They're going to make us feel like failures. So the first thing I'm telling people nowadays is life is tough. Embrace it. It's going to be hard. And if somebody's selling you, you know, easy, if somebody's selling you get rich quick, and you buy it, you're a moron. If you buy the get rich quick stuff, you're a moron and you deserve to fail. I hate to say it, but the older I get, the more blunt I'm getting as well, right? If somebody says, hey, give me 20 grand and I'll show you how to, you know, X, Y, Z, and you'll be making, you know, $100,000 a month in the next 6 months. If you buy that, you deserve to lose your $20,000. Because the fact is that life is hard, business is hard. All right. So we set the platform. Cool. Now we're ready to go. Because once you accept that, you put yourself into like the warrior mindset or the fighter mindset. You have to realize that there are millions of other people that want nothing more than to be better than you, faster than you, more competitive than you. They want to take your customers. They want your customers' money. There's nothing they would rather have than for your customer to leave you and come to them and spend those limited dollars instead of spending them with you. They want them to spend with them. How to develop this mindset that says, I'm in a battle for my very life. I'm in a battle for my business. I'm in a battle for my market share. And once you create that mindset, now you're ready to go. Because the fact is that most people don't have that mindset. Most people have the, well, I paid my money for the program, and now it's not working, and life is hard, and why am I a failure? You've got to get past that victim mentality to that battler mentality. You know, you read my bio, and I've got a bio that I believe will compete with anybody. You know, best-selling books, mentored by Jim Rohn, television show with Zig Ziglar. I mean, I'll put my bio and my resume up against any other speaker in the world. And yet, you know what? there are people that don't hire me to speak. They go with a competitor. And I could sit around and go, why didn't they pick me? Well, what I need to do is how do I need to change? How do I need to grow? How do I need to implement? How do I need to be competitive? And I'm still getting coaching on that kind of stuff. How do I make my website more competitive? How do I make my pricing more competitive? I need to go to battle for my market share in my industry. And the same is true is that you need to go to battle in your industry for your market share and for your business. So once you've developed that mentality, what are some of the key things? I think right out of the chute, I think of a few things. Number one, don't quit. When you find your business, when you find your product, your service, you're going to have to fumble and bumble a little bit. I mean, yeah, get your coaching, get some good ideas, get some stuff. But the fact is that you're going to have to go down one road and see if it works. If it works, great, keep going. If it doesn't, change direction. But don't quit. A friend of mine says, don't quit before payday, meaning a lot of people go down a road and they face some obstacles and then they quit. And they quit before they really would just had to go around a couple more corners and they would have found the payday. And, you know, people ask me all the time, what's the difference between the people who succeed and people who don't succeed? And I honestly believe that the number one thing that's the difference between the successful and the unsuccessful is the successful don't quit. Because the difference between the successful and the unsuccessful isn't the absence of obstacles. Everybody has obstacles. Everybody has failures. Everybody has things they try and don't work. But the difference between the people who succeed and don't succeed is that the people who don't succeed, when they fail once, they quit. And the people who succeed, when they fail once, they tweak it and try something else. And then at some time, they learn from that lesson and they make a change. And then they go and they do it the third time and then they succeed. That's when they, you know, it's like drilling for oil. These wildcatters that go into Texas and Oklahoma and they drill a hole, nothing, drill a hole, nothing, drill a hole, nothing, drill a hole, nothing. And all the while, they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, even millions of dollars. But then they hit that one hole and they make, you know, $200 million off that hole. That's what we're doing. We're never quitting. We're keeping focused. We're staying on task. We find the right business that we want to be involved in, the thing we're passionate about that has lots of upside, and we do it and do it and do it and do it and do it, and we don't quit. The second thing that popped into my mind in regard to the question is you've got to be innovative. You've got to change. You've got to tweak. You've got to move. You've got to try new things. I, this year, for the first time ever, I wanted to innovate a little bit. Not the first time I've ever innovated, but the first time ever I did an online coaching program. And what I did was I set up a Facebook page, and I called it Leader on Call. And what it is I went out to 50 people. I said, the first 50 people who sign up, you get a private membership to this Facebook page, $100 a month. And I sold it out in like a day, day and a half, something like that. And I was just test driving it. So what I do is now, every day I go on. I've got a schedule Monday through Friday. Monday's a leadership lesson. Tuesday's a leadership video. Wednesday sort of rotates between website of the month, product of the month, speaker of the month, book of the month. Thursday is a video that I shoot on my webcam and upload it straight to them. It's a 2-3 minute little thing on leadership. And then Friday is what we call the big question, where we ask a question and everybody answers the question and interacts with the question. Well, that's the first time I'd ever done that. But you do the math. I test drove it 50 people at $100 a month. I could have done 200 people or 400 people. I could have done whatever number I wanted, but I just wanted to. I wanted to test drive it, test the proof of concept. Well, 50 people at $100 a month is $5,000 a month, $60,000 a year. So I started a Facebook page that makes me $60,000 a year and takes me less than 2 minutes a day to update. And that was completely innovative. It was first time I'd ever really done an online coaching program. It was the first time I'd ever monetized a Facebook page. Literally, I mean, I'd monetized Facebook pages. I have some pages where, you know, I've got a political page with almost 500,000 people on it that share my political persuasion. And, You know, I can sell up to $2,000 a month in t-shirts off of that. I mean, I've monetized pages before, but not in terms of paying to access a Facebook page. And, you know, so, I mean, there's that kind of stuff. Well, that was something new for me. So asking yourself, what's something new I need to go out and do? How do I need to change? How do I need to innovate? What are some of the technologies that I can use, like Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and some of these other deals? I mean, I think about LinkedIn. I've got over 13.5 million people in my network. I've got, I think, 4,000 direct connections. My next phase should probably be to create a LinkedIn page that people have to pay to belong to, a LinkedIn group, a private LinkedIn group, you know, stuff like that. That's how I'm innovating. But the lesson is how do you need to innovate? Because I'll tell you what, your competitors are innovating. They're asking what's new, what do I need to do to change, how can I get the competitive advantage? So develop that warrior's mentality. Accept the fact that it's going to be hard and tough, but you're strong enough to do it, and then go out there and innovate. Go out there and change. Go out there and do battle, and never, never quit until you start seeing the results that you want to see. You know, the fact is that you can do it. If you're on the call today or listening to this audio program and you're discouraged, don't be discouraged. Suck it up. There's people that are dumber than you, lazier than you, you know, whatever you want to say. They're less of a person than you are, and they're making more money than you are because they're out there getting the work done. You're smart enough, you're bright enough, you're diligent enough, and you've got the whole world ahead of you. You certainly can go out there and make it happen. And I believe we're living in the most exciting time ever. I mean, the fact that I can start a Facebook page for nothing. What I can do with a Facebook page used to take me 3 months of development and $50,000 worth of web development. Now I can log on and start a Facebook page where I can share video, audio, documents, have a group community function, all for free in less than 5 minutes. How exciting is that? If you can start a Facebook page for free and actually make money with it over the course of the time. And the fact that I can have, in that leadership group that I have people from, of course, all over the U.S. and Canada, but I have a businessman in China, a businessman in India, business people in Australia and New Zealand, and I can talk to these people on Skype. I click a little button, boom, you know, there we are talking on Skype and doing business and doing coaching and it's extraordinary time that we live in. There's nothing to be discouraged about. We should wake up every morning with just a wow mentality. Like, wow, I'm living in the 21st century where I can click a button and talk to a guy face-to-face on the computer in China. Holy cow. Imagine how rich Rockefeller would have been if he could have done that. If Rockefeller and Carnegie and Mellon and all these people would have had that available to them, they'd have made Bill Gates and Larry Ellison look like paupers. We live in extraordinary times, and nothing to be except excited.
Wow. Boy, Chris, I almost forgot how good you were at this. This is incredible.
I just put a nickel in me and let me go. I mean, I'm excited. It's amazing. I mean, truly, truly amazing, the times that we live in and the opportunities we have.
Well, the key, though, is to take action. I think that's what really people get in analysis paralysis or let's say they don't know what to do in order to, you know, to implement the Facebook stuff you were talking about. And I'm sure their mouths are all watering listening to this, you know. And the key, though, is I think to if you can't do it yourself, then get the help, for crying out loud, you know. And don't just sit there and, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll tell you about it. Have coming up, and of course some people will be listening to this after the event, but a good friend of mine, Walter Waldman, and I are talking about how to get into the speaking industry, and we're doing a boot camp August 3rd through 5th, 2012, and we have a Facebook page called facebook.com/speakformoney, and that's where we're going to be giving all the announcements and stuff. Our webpage is topgunspeakers.com, and at that conference, I'm actually going to tell people, bring your laptop, and by the time my session is over in an hour, you'll have a Facebook page set up that you can begin charging people to belong to. And I'll show you how I run it, and I'll show you what I do, and all those kinds of things. So if you're in the information business, you can go to people like Andy or myself. If you're in the real estate business, you go to real estate seminars. If you're in the, you know, stock trading business, you go to stock trading seminars. But you hit the nail on the head, Andy, when you talked about action. And the last couple months, I've been at the beginning of my public seminars and speaking engagements, I've started out with this. What separates the successful from the unsuccessful from the people who come to this seminar? And here's what it is. There's three parts to it. First of all, show up. Well, okay, they're all sitting in the room, so they can check that box off. They actually showed up. So let's say I have 500 people in a room. I was in Arizona giving a speech to 500 people a couple weeks ago. 500 people in the room. Well, they've all checked the first box, which is show up. The second box is to engage. And I would say maybe 200 of them actually really engage. Now, by engage, I don't mean listen. Everybody will hear. All 500 people in the room will hear. They can't not hear. The words are going to come out. The vibrations are going to go through the air. It's going to hit their eardrum, and they'll hear. But less of them will actually be listening. You know, some of them are sitting there in the back, you know, chit-chatting with their friends, and, you know, they're killing time until their next break, and, you know, whatever. About 300 of them will listen. Then you got about 150 to 200 of them that will really engage. I mean, they're locked in. They're listening. They're listening for the nugget. They're taking notes. They're asking themselves, do I need to apply this, or is this something I'm really good at? Because, you know, if you listen to me talk for an hour, you know, a lot of what I'm going to say you're already good at. And those are fine. But it's the sorting out the nugget, the one thing that I say where you go, oh, yeah, that's what I really need to apply. That's what I really need to listen. So first checkoff is to show up. Second checkoff is to engage. But the third one is exactly what you said, is that is action when you leave. When you walk back out the door, I mean, literally, out of 500 people, my estimate is that 25 of them out of the 200 that engage, 25 of them will actually walk out and ever apply anything that I talked about. And the same is true in a real estate seminar. Go to a seminar on how to learn how to buy and sell real estate. You'll have 500 people who showed up. You'll have, you know, maybe if they pay a lot of money, you might have a higher level of engagement. You know, they're taking notes and filling in the blanks and asking questions. But when push comes to shove and you got to go down to the municipal court building to find out the foreclosures or the short sales or calling a real estate agent and, you know, all these kinds of things and setting up your business, 50 of them will ever do anything. And same with stock trading and same with becoming a speaker and same with whatever. So the difference between the successful and the unsuccessful is exactly what you said, Andy, and that is action. Very, 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 very few people ever actually take action. Large amount of them will show up, smaller amount will engage, and very few will actually take action. And that's what separates the successful from the unsuccessful.
And you know what's funny is when I implement that in my own business and I actually do, you know, sit down and do the things that I was meant to do or that I was born to do here, some amazing things start happening. You know, it's just things start to just gel and come together. And I don't know what it is, but the action is almost a catalyst for a lot of other good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, action is going to get you some failure, but and that's why a lot of people don't take action. They're afraid of failure. But, yeah, you're going to get failure. I get failure. I try things that don't work, and I try things that fail. But if you're not trying things and failing, you're also cutting out your success. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes of all time, I'm going to pull it out of the back of my head. I hope I get it straight. You've probably heard it, I'm sure, Andy. You can help me out if I mess it up. But it's Teddy Roosevelt. And it says, far better it is to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs, though checkered by failure, than to rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy nor suffer much because they live in the gray twilight that knows neither victory nor defeat. The fact is that a lot of people will never dare a mighty thing because they don't want defeat. But because they won't dare a mighty thing, they guarantee they won't get defeat, but they also guarantee they won't get victory. So they just sit on the sidelines. They don't try. And it's to it's to keep themselves from failure, but what they really keep themselves from is success. Because you can't win if you're not in the game.
Beautiful. Okay, so Chris, now you mentioned you got so many irons in the fire. Where would people go to kind of learn more about you? I mean, you've got all kinds of stuff happening and books. And what would be the first place people should go and check you out here?
Well, you're right. I have a lot of irons in the fire, and I was telling a friend today, I actually love having lots of irons in the fire. I'm sure if I was growing up in high school today, somebody'd say I was ADD or something like that. But I love having lots of moving parts and those kinds of things. So I'll give you a few places you can find me. Obviously, the first one is chriswidener.com. That's the typical spelling of Chris, C-H-R-A-S, and Widener is W-I-D-E, like the word wide, and then NER, N-E-R, chriswidener.com. I'm on Twitter at Chris Widener. They can find me on Facebook. I think it's facebook.com/Chris Widener Speaker. Might be Chris Widener Author, I can't remember. But one of those is there, and then, of course, the facebook.com/speakformoney, and within a week or two we're going to have the topgunspeakers.com up and running, and LinkedIn, I'm on LinkedIn. If you want to send me a LinkedIn request, that'd be great. Always builds my network there, and plenty of books and audio programs and things like that, chriswidener.com. We also have an e-zine there. If you're in network marketing, you can find me on Twitter at beyondwages.com or at beyondwages, twitter.com at beyondwages. So lots of different places, got a lot of different irons in the fire.
Man, that's great, and I would advise anyone listening to this to go take action, and the first thing to do is go and be a part of Chris's world, because you know, it's your philosophy is infectious, and it's just really a breath of fresh air out there. So, Chris, thanks so much. I mean, it's just great to hook up with you again and to do this. And, you know, I think you've changed some lives today, so thanks.
Good. Yeah, I appreciate the offer to be on, and be encouraged. You know, life is hard. I said that, and that can sound discouraging. But it's hard, but people make it all the time. Just look around you and find people who succeeded, and there's a world of opportunities in spite of how difficult it can be at times. And I'm excited about life, excited about the times we live in, and excited for people who take the bull by the horns and choose to succeed.